Welcome to episode 310 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me explain what this show is like. It's like the Titanic. You know, that old feel-good story. You're out on the sea, enjoying the cold weather, relaxing, playing some Assassin's Creed, while your sister is in the cargo bay doing God knows what with a guy named Jack. Then it happens. You're halfway into the trip and you hear a man scream, "Where is the ice cream?" But then a second man screams, "Iceberg, straight ahead!" You feel the boat hit something, but you're too busy in Apex to do anything about it. Next thing you know, the ship is sinking. Mom and Dad are dead. A John Mayer cover band is playing you off as you sit on the rescue boat, and you listen to the screams of others as they freeze to death in the water. The worst part? The Nintendo Switch is only 30% charged. You have the battery backup, but you notice it's in your sister. You notice that your sister's wearing your coat. Why is she on a door? Who's hanging off the... Oh, he's gone. That's 8-Bit for you. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who once played checkers with Mike Tyson.
Doug, I don't even fucking know.
I wouldn't be talking right now if that is true. But I'm Kevin.
I like that Ratty caught your misstep in the intro.
To what?
You misread the thing. You said that you noticed it's in your sister.
Oh.
That was a lot to take in.
Yeah.
I was inspired last night. I was sitting there trying to think of an intro, and I was like, what haven't I written about? Oh, yeah, a modern take on the Titanic. With a twist.
That's everything. With a twist.
That's how I write my short stories on my secret blog is every time I end a sentence, I'm like, ooh, where's the twist? And then I write one in. My short stories are pretty incredible. There, if you like this intro, that's essentially... all of my short stories. You can find those at shortstoryjer@.com. So
shortstoryjer@.com.
Short story.
Here we go.
Share. I was gonna do .com.
Short story. But at.com.
What you got?
Well,
you like it?
It looks like it's available.
Oh,
not for long.
Yeah, we should be buying these up when this happens.
Yep.
Yeah, and TM, and shortstoryjer@.com.
It's also available.
That looks like short story Gerot.
Gerot.
Random coming in with a 21-month resub. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, dude. Awesome. Thank you.
Do we want to mention Ratty as well?
Yeah, we mentioned him on the pre-show, but once again, Ratty resubscribed using Twitch Prime for 18 months.
That's two children's.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Ratty. I'm getting some
yellings through the door.
Someone yelling at you, someone yelling at someone else on the other side of the door.
through the door at someone else.
Through the windows?
Through the windows!
Oh, man. Are you texting your wife to figure out what's going on? What's he doing? What's that motherfucker doing?
No, I said, doing a show, ... can hear you. So
here comes Ed. Ed wants everyone to know that Jer shaved and he doesn't like it.
I did shave.
Here we go.
The wife loves it. I don't particularly like it, but
I'm going to shoot straight with you. I don't like it either.
I look instead of looking like a 40-year-old, I now look 18.
I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Now it is. It's terrible. Also, okay, here's, okay. I don't care much for Chub Rub says baby face brigade. That's funny. It's different. No. It's not quite the normal. was I gonna say? I don't care much for goatees, mm-hmm. like, you know, because it's like if you just can do it, just do it. But I have to say, our old host Jason mm-hmm. had the most like gorgeous like goatee yeah. going on. It was phenomenal, mm-hmm. and he shaved it. And oh. I wanted to comment like, "You punk ass bitch, why'd you shave it?"
Have you seen what he's got going now?
Well, he posted a photo the other day of him at his grandfather's funeral or whatever, yeah. right? And it was clean shaven.
He did clean shave for that, but he grows it back. He loves his facial hair. I can't think of a either famous person or somebody that I know that has the most he has the most luxurious facial hair a man could ever hope and dream for. It comes in so thick.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, Kev, I wish I could. I might I mean, pull
I've
up
seen
a photo.
Him in video.
No.
You haven't seen this.
No. Mm-hmm. No, it was. I mean, you put like a cowboy hat on him, and like he's like one of the brothers from Tombstone.
Seriously,
just this thick fucking like mustache and goatee thing combo. It looked real good, and I was very proud of him. And then he shaved it, and I was like, "You punk ass bitch!"
And now I'm a host, and he's not.
Yeah, don't ever shave, dude. That's all we're gonna say to you.
Yeah. So my point being is like just like I get your wife likes it, but. The world doesn't.
The world doesn't. Okay, damn. I'm gonna. Here, I got a photo.
Well, what good is that? What good does that do me?
It doesn't do you good, but I'm gonna share it for.
Send it in Telegram.
Here, I'll send it right here.
Whoop! Telegram.
There you go, Kev.
Oh, hey, it's that dude from Metallica. James Hetfield. That's an interesting, like the coloring of it. Like, but, I don't think, I mean, obviously I think it's just age, but it's cool how it like the transition.
Yeah. But look at how amazingly thick that beard is.
Yeah.
It's just, good. He's got it going on.
The man can grow a beard. Can we get this? Can we pull this up on the stream?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Probably not. I told him
probably, there's a child in there. I don't, you know, we can't, we got to respect people's privacy. Well,
And yeah, that's an older photo. Like, I mean, he was posting stuff when he was doing like,
yeah, cause
this is back in like December. And by the time, like literally a week ago before he shaved it off, it was so much longer and thicker than that. Like you could not see his lips at all. It was just like straight beard. It looks so
Doug
cool.
Looked. Mm-hmm. He tried.
Yeah.
Show me them lips.
So if you enjoyed what you just heard, which is essentially our banter,
yeah, really.
Then go ahead. Here's what you do. On your smartphone, on your dumb phone, on your flip phone, on your pager, I want you to go to Audio Boom, and I want you to subscribe to us. And if you don't have Audio Boom, you should. But if you don't, then you could subscribe to us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, Thumble Radio, Bumble Radio, Disney Radio. We're everywhere.
We're gonna be part of Disney Plus. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. We just signed the contract. We will be on Disney Plus.
Oh my god, the
coming
dream.
Soon.
That would actually be rad.
I'm telling you, like I hope that one day, like someone from Disney's like, hey, we like that Saga thing you're doing. You want to come write for Star Wars? Yes.
And then
he would say goodbye to the show.
And then he would. And then they would go, all right. Bring in the real writers, and it'd be all of us, the cast, who make it happen, and then you would be left sitting on a curb going, man, I sure wish I didn't leave that show.
Damn.
Well, I said I'd leave this show.
Exactly. They wouldn't even want you over there.
Well, that's not true.
They'd be like, oh, we have people for this.
I'm like, I do like 40 characters, so...
And then I forgot.
They all sound the same, but that's not important. It's all pretty much just his voice, every single character.
Let's see. You can always connect with us over on... Did I see the social media? You can also find us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And of course, every Monday night we record the show live on Twitch. So you know we can't make this stuff up as well. I say that in the misconnection. See, I'm already fucking up. That's how you know it's live.
Start it all over.
All right, here you go. Hit the intro.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 310 of the 8-Bit Geek. You heard of a thing called the Titanic?
No, not again.
No, I've never heard of it. Please tell me about it.
Oh, man. You know, you're sitting there. Just, you know, it's man, that old feel-good story.
Someone's not going to be paying attention. They're like, is this rewinding?
Should I start over again?
Yeah.
From what it sounds like your sister's a hussy.
Man, I tell you what. You want to watch a documentary? You watch
Debbie Does Dallas?
Yeah. Thank you, Queen Shutterbug, for the sub 4 months in a row.
4 months.
You're not a hussy. We are. We could say that. Right. If you're a fan of the show and you want to connect with people who like the show as well, then you could do that with our communication tool from the future called Discord. Discord has been sent by the aliens to allow us to connect with the people. You. So download it on your space-aged computers, on your desktop mobile devices. No one's going to question that one. I just said desktop mobile. Okay.
Laptop.
I guess so. Yeah, that could sit on a desktop, right?
Fuck it. Yeah, put it on top of your PC tower.
Yeah. You can have Discord open right next to Pornhub, and I mean, you could do both. Talk to us and pleasure yourself at the same time.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, what?
What? So if you want to join the community,
God damn it.
Do that.
We lost members.
We also have other shows on the network. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, and Brain Bear Tarts. Go check them out because they're a lot of fun. And of course, we ask, we beg, we plead, and we say thank you for all the support that you give us on Patreon. If you want to join in on the fun, we do give you a lot of extras every month. We give you pre-shows, post-shows. We give you episodic content, like a comic that's not written by Doug.
You could fuck off, you piece of shit.
God. We started all again. All
right, hey, everybody, so and welcome to episode 310 of the 8-Bit Geek.
So you know how we had to do reshoots at the last session? We're going to have to do reshoots again because I'm killing Mark and Owe.
Oh, spoiler alert.
And by me, I mean I'm going to let B do it.
Good, because he'd actually be creative about it.
Pew, 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 pew.
God, it's like I just wanted to...
We got all cylinders today, boys.
Yeah. We're going to have a discussion before our next...
I won't be there.
Good, it'll make it a lot easier to do the reshoots.
Oh my god.
Now it just got real.
Oh man. It's like, man, well, this is deja vu.
This was fun for a minute. So you could support us on Patreon. You'll get some really amazing stuff. You'll get extended episodes of 8-Bit Saga when they release twice a year. Then you'll also get the daily show called The Diner.
And we're a never ton gonna more, get through this intro.
And a ton more stuff. Love you, Doug. I love you.
Hey, go fuck off. Hey, I love The Diner. Let's talk about The Diner real quick.
Oh my god.
It's a fun show. If you're not listening to The Diner over on our Patreon, I really feel like you're missing out.
Yeah, easily.
It's a daily show. It's fun content. We do about 15 plus minutes every day. Mm-hmm. Of content for you guys to listen to. That way, you know, if this isn't enough, if you're not tired of us by the end of this show, you can, you know, get a little bit more.
What we did was we really tried our best to, we said, we're going to set our goal and we're going to make these 15-minute episodes. Generally, you get about 30 to 45 every day. Yeah, sure, we, you know, sometimes you'll get 10. But for the most part, it's going to be up there. You're going to get a ton of stuff because we just can't stop talking. So,
sorry, someone showed up in the chat a picture of Kevin's dad.
Yeah, account created 3 hours ago. Thanks, Dad.
He's finally on Twitch.
Nope, no problem. I don't know.
I thought it was weird when I got a Facebook request from him, but now he's showing up. In my Switch.
Ain't no thing.
Ain't no thing.
I don't remember what voice I do. There it is.
I forgot his voice.
It's only been a week.
Hey, this is how... just continuing to talk about Saga. That's how it goes. So it's just like, what fucking voice do I do for this character again? And then I do 30, and I'm like, oh, there it is.
Oh, God. Found it. Like that's going to show up in Saga.
All right, let's get into misconnections. It's already been an hour and a half, and we haven't even gotten to the beginning of the show.
And the character's name is going to be Kevin's dad. Like, we're never going to know who Kevin is, but it's just
Kevin's dad. Hey, I'm Kevin's dad!
Spoiler. Who the fuck is Kevin, okay?
Let's see. Misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Doug, yeah. This week, random pick for you that you can do, Sean Penis.
Oh. All right. Yeah. It's been a while. Yeah. Let me see if I remember how to do this voice. What's up, fellas?
Hey!
What's up, dude? Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a bit.
What have you been doing?
Nothing.
I haven't even seen you on the couch lately.
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't had to do Saga in a while, so I've been kind of unemployed.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. So, you know, just hanging out. And then you guys haven't been calling me, so I literally have been doing nothing.
Well, I mean, because usually in the past, you've just been running the town looking for ladies. You didn't want anything to do with us.
That's true.
Yeah, well, speaking of, here's my misconnection for this week. You know, speaking of looking for ladies, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm looking for a down-ass female. Ooh. South Pasadena.
All
right. Yeah.
All right.
I have a place in Pasadena where we can smoke, drink, and do our thing. Also got some bars nearby we can hit first. I know San Pedro is a little far, but I'm willing to pay gas money.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little desperate, but, you know, it is what it is.
Okay.
Also, I'm mobile as well, so I can go over there, too.
All right.
That's good to know.
About me. 6 foot, Mexican Arab mix.
Yeah.
Athletic build, about 165 pounds.
So one sixth of five pounds, or
yeah,
okay,
but let's roll with it.
I rock a leather eye patch because I'm slightly blind in one eye.
Oh no!
And most importantly, I have two balls and a bat you ladies can play with.
Two balls, T-O-O, by the way. I too have balls.
I've got an eye patch.
Two balls and a bat. I also have a good sense of style. Because, you know, I have to have matching leather for the eye patch. So leather pants, leather vest.
Are we talking about Creed leather pants or what?
Yeah.
Damn.
With arms wide open.
Does it just scream leather daddy?
Moonlight. I don't know the words. Welcome to this place. I show you everything. Right? With arms wide. How much can I sing before we get sued?
10 seconds.
Cool. That's to do it then.
Thank God.
I have no kids and I'm single.
Okay.
And just so you know, I have not masturbated or had sex in a month, so I have a nice load. Enough for everyone.
No.
Oh God.
No.
Damn it.
Kissy God. Face emoji.
That's really there.
Email me. At SeanPennis.com.
Ratty.
I just saw the title of mine and I'm perturbed.
Don't read it. Not yet. Ratty says, Jer. Oh, you guys are going to love this one. It's a returning character. Let me get a little water here. I'm going to need it.
Well, you're saying that Zachary Sully is followed. Thank you so much, Zachary Sully. Welcome Thank to the you. Party.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucy Stagecheck used one bit. She's on the board.
I am pretty sure he's going to unfollow or she is going to unfollow in 1 second.
God damn it. I want to unfollow.
Oh, yeah. What's up, boys?
Hi, weirdo.
Oh, it's just me. Oh, I'm looking for licking. Oh. Now. Oh. In Las Vegas. Thanks, Ratty, for requesting me.
Oh, not that.
Oh, I'm searching for a beautiful woman to lick very, very thoroughly. Please respond with a pic. No men. Tease or murders, please. Thank you. P.S. If you're hot, I'll eat your ass. Too. Winky face.
Oh.
Lick. Licking. Licked. Liquor. Tongue. Oral. Orally. Head. Eat. Eaten. Ate. Eats. Eater. Rim.
That made me throw up in my mouth a little bit. I had to mute my mic. It was like, it came up quick and it was like a cough kind of deal. So I kind of coughed up some puke. Oh, that was fucking terrible.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cause it was requested. Somebody paid for that.
Cyberhawk says, sorry, y'all. I'm going to 4chan for a break.
That's the safe route.
Like, bro, this is too much for me. I gotta go visit 4chan.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fan favorite, you know? People love them.
Who?
Who?
What name?
Apparently Ratty.
Ratty. Ratty.
All right, Kev, you're up. And you are free to use any character. Nobody voted for you.
Ah! Oh, well, that's no. Nice.
That's dude, nice.
Alex Jones is a good voice for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm back, libtards.
Oh, no.
And I'm looking for... I saw it coming, and I still can't fucking keep it. And I'm looking for piss to drink and ass to munch on. You know what I'm saying? Real ass. Now, I'm looking for an older guy. With me. To make me drink his piss. And lick his ass clean. Like, I'm talking about fully clean. Like, I'm, you know, just chug around the asshole, you know, just rimming it out, you know, just like real stuff, you know, just like put some cocaine in there or something. Just fucking, just go numb. You know, you ever had a numb asshole?
Doug?
Nope.
You ever had a numb asshole?
Can't say that I have.
Well, see, the type of shit I do sometimes, you got to have a numb asshole. You see what I'm saying? You got to numb it up. Otherwise, you're going to feel all of it. I mean, all of it. I can host. I'm a white male.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they call me. I want you to send pics and stats. Infowars.com.
Oh, man.
.com?
.com. It's a new thing because .com got fucking banned. Because, fuck, once again, the globalists are fucking selling me out on the internet. GoDaddy won't even give me a website anymore. So it's .com. Get over it. Conversations.
Whew.
It always hurts my throat so much, but it works.
What a week in misconnections, huh?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. All right. So Captain Marvel ruled the box office again this week, pulling in 69.
Go on.
A million for a total of 266 in its second week. That'll get a sequel. Wonder Park made $16 million in its first week, and then 5 Feet Apart got I don't know what that is.
That's gonna
it's a movie with the kid from that plays Jughead on Riverdale.
This is okay, yeah, I saw previews to this. This actually looks really good. It's a pair of Doug, stop.
No!
Doug,
no!
Doug, stop. I'm trying to be positive. A pair of teenagers with a life-threatening illness meet in a hospital and fall in love. Well, great. Oh. Thanks for telling me the story.
Spoiler alert.
And they have to, the nurse or something is like, because they're both sick, and so they could like get each other sick and die. They have to stay 5 or 6 feet apart. Yeah. But then, I don't know, it was in the trailer or something about like, I'm going to take a foot back. And now they're 5 feet apart. It looked really fucking bad.
What's funny in related news on IMDb, dying of the light with Hollywood, what Hollywood needs to get over with its obsession with terminally ill teens.
Hey, right. Good news. Great news. You guys are going to love this. Madea Family Funeral is still chugging along in its third week, and it's up to 60 mil.
I'm doing my part.
That's right. I've seen it 4 times this week.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Saw it twice today.
I just want all the sequels.
Yep.
Madea seriously has an entire movie MC, their own MCU.
Oh yeah, it's the Madea Cinematic Universe. Yeah, totally. But they don't really branch out the characters, you know. It's usually just like it's all Avengers. Every one of them's an Avengers movie. If you have an all-star cast there. I'm waiting for Madea Endgame.
I saw a post on Twitter. It was someone like retweeting somebody, and it was some neckbeard MAGA idiot that was posting like, so Captain Marvel made more than they projected it to make in its opening weekend and in its second weekend. And they're like, I can't, like, this is such bullshit. Disney's buying all these tickets, and it's just, if you go look, it's just an empty theater, and it's like, but Disney's buying all these tickets to make themselves look better, and it's like, no, people are going and seeing this movie.
Like, yeah, I mean, Madea, that they just gave me a ticket on the street, and that's how I've gone to see it so many times. But other than that, you know,
yeah,
the Marvel stuff, that's, you know.
Yeah,
people actually want to see it.
Yeah, and I think the hashtag had something to do with like Alita Battle Angel, because it was like Alita was better or something like that, and it was like, you're so sad. Like,
and why does it have to be better? These are two different fucking completely different movies that have like, nothing in common.
The whole thing was like, we're not going to go see Captain Marvel, we're going to go see Alita. But here's the thing: if people were going to go see Alita instead of Captain Marvel, Alita would be on this list, and it sure as fuck isn't.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, you'd have to leave your parents' basement and get a ride to the theater somehow.
And pay for a ticket. Because
I saw them both, and I loved them both. Fuck everyone. Fuck those neckbeards.
So
Sorry for anyone with a legitimate neckbeard.
My son's soccer team has what I would believe is a future neckbeard. I don't like him. He's the coach's son. And
already issue number one.
So the kid is kind of pushing kids around and kind of making fun of them and stuff like that. Colin is not one to take shit from people. And he goes, and he kind of nudged Colin out of the way and was like, you go stand over there, John. And he just wouldn't acknowledge his name or like ask him for his name.
So the second time he did it, he was like, "Hey, Peter, kick the ball to me." And he just straight up was like, I was on the sideline, and he goes, "My name is Colin. C-O-L-L-I-N. Colin." And the kid backed out. He was like, "Oh, all right." I was like, "Oh boy."
Well, he backed down because he can't spell, and so
won by confusion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So I just spelled it to you. Now spell it back to me, Colin.
He's like, "I can't."
Can you use it in a sentence? Yeah. Colin shoved his foot up your ass because you're a dickhole.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you use it in a second sentence?
Can I get a definition? Sorry. Colin, a kid who put his foot up.
I told him, I said, "You handled that really well. You let it go the first time, and then you addressed it." Because I've always told him, I said, don't let other people pick on others. Like, stand up for people and do the right thing and all that kind of shit. So, and he did it. And I was very proud of him.
Nice. So.
I'm sure I'm going to get hate mail for that. How dare you tell him to stick up for himself? It's 2019. Everyone's supposed to love everyone.
You want a participation trophy for sticking up for yourself and others?
Snowflake. James Gunn is in the news, guys.
Yes!
He has opened his own restaurant. No, wait, that's not it. Awesome. James Gunn.
He opened his own chicken wing place to rival Guy Fieri's.
Yes! I love it. I bet their fucking jukebox would be awesome.
You sure?
Okay. It's because oh my God. James Gunn opens the red box for chicken wings.
That sounds so good. Like, did you see my eyes light up now?
Yeah, I did, Kev. Your inner fat kid just like orgasmed.
It's an outer fat kid. I'm still a fat kid.
Outer. You can order directly from the phone, and then you just go pick it up from the kiosk.
Amazing. I want to reserve some wings.
Go reserve wings.
Hey, real quick, back to the soccer thing. Jimbo says in the chat, "I used to give Lauren," which is Caleb's sister, I don't even guess you guys even know this, $5 for a yellow card.
Oh, so my God, nice. Yeah.
My wife always talks about, she used to play basketball middle school and high school and stuff. And that, like, she got ejected from a game one time, and she was like, "I think that's the proudest I've ever seen my mom of me." Is that, like, after I got ejected from the game, she came running across the stadium and was like, "That's right, you throw those elbows," or whatever she did.
All right, James Gunn, let's get serious here. James Gunn has been reinstated as the director of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
About fucking time.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the whole internet knows it. We don't need to cover it. It's just something I wanted to state because it's a lot of fun. I love that Disney finally realized that, hey, maybe we should forgive people for their mistakes, and maybe we had a knee-jerk reaction and we let the internet win. Mm-hmm. So, good on ya. And yeah. Also,
I'm really curious what was the thing that that changed their mind. It also... Did you see the report that, like, apparently Disney did not meet with any directors? Yeah.
They didn't meet with Feige either about firing him. Feige was against it, and yeah. I guess
I know we've covered that before, mm-hmm. where it was the head of Disney and not Marvel or Kevin Feige. Mm-hmm. So fuck them.
Oh, but are you saying that they didn't meet any directors to take over?
Yeah, apparently they didn't meet with any other directors like in the time between their firing and
so they were not probably planning on like maybe even possibly making this fucking movie.
I mean, you know, Kevin Feige said they were, but I wonder if it was just a constant battle over there where it was like, well, we need to bring in new directors, and they're like, no, you're gonna bring him back,
mm-hmm.
or we're not doing it or whatever. Like, well, we need to do it. Well, then you're gonna bring him back. I'm just so curious what was the breaking point. And also, because, you know, it was again all these, sorry, we just got a sub from Gone Off for 16 months. Sorry, it went on, I hear the noise in my headphones and I can't help but look. But I wonder if, because it was all these, like, you know, quote unquote conservatives who are like, oh, he said all these terrible things, like he should be punished for it. And I say quote unquote conservatives because there's some of the fucking worst people on the planet. These trolls, you know, to get him fired and all this stuff. They're the ones who brought it back up, all these things that he tweeted, you know, 12 years ago. And I wonder if because of the Captain Marvel stuff, too, I wonder if there's any, you know, like, well, fuck this. We're not going to go see this movie because a woman's in charge. If they're like, why the fuck are we listening to these people? Like, why the fuck are we letting them have any say in any of this? Like, I just want that. I wonder if that was a turning point at all. Just like, why did we let this? Why did we let them?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to do.
From what I heard about it, though, Cyberhawk brought it up, Batista, you know, like Dave Batista was a big part of it, too. Like, I heard he was like talking about not wanting to come back as Drax.
Covered that before, yeah. You know, in the past about this whole situation as well when it first happened. Yeah,
like, and all the actors were on James Gunn's side. And like they even did that, you know, Chris Pratt put out that huge thing.
Well, so, we all know that what happened, Dave Batista went on to WWE and screamed for James Gunn to come back.
Awesome. So. Yeah. Just like, give me what I want. Give it to me.
Spit just coming out everywhere.
Oh, he has gotten so fucking awesome as a wrestler now because of like the acting chops. It makes his promos so much more impactful.
It's also been announced that James Gunn will direct Suicide Squad first and then come back to Marvel. So we will get a pretty cool Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. And then that'll be that. They'll have to reboot it again because who knows? Well, maybe he comes back to do the second one after he's done with his Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
The fans win on that one, man. More James Gunn movies in the world is going to make the world a better place.
But that means that we're going to have to wait at least 4 to 5 years before we get the next Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
So they're saying 2023.
It kind of stinks because Guardians of the Galaxy 3 was supposed to bring in the next wave of it was supposed to be a major part of phase one of the new direction of whatever they call it.
Thanks, Disney.
So,
but you know what? That's just gonna, now that they've got Fox, maybe they'll introduce X-Men into the next wave or Deadpool or, you know, they've got so many others. Captain Marvel, they're saying, is going to lead the next wave.
Yeah. So. Speaking of, I don't know if this is on our notes for today, but since you mentioned like Disney Plus and stuff, there's rumors going around that New Mutants, the movie that has been pushed back 40,000 times already, is going to go to Disney Plus instead of a theatrical release. It's originally slated to drop August 2nd in theaters, but again, there's talks that it's going to go to Disney's streaming service, which again makes me wonder, is it going to get pushed back, or how close are we to Disney's streaming service being available?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll see. I think that's probably the smartest move because it's probably not that good of a movie. B, you know, generally when, and I say that, I haven't, you know, obviously seen it, but when you see a movie get pushed so many times, it's a bad sign. And two, it doesn't fall in line with what Kevin Feige is going to do with all these characters, and they're just like, all right, well, put it on Disney Plus. We, you know, let it live there. So it's a win-win all around. You don't have to put out a whole bunch of money in marketing. You throw it on your service to get more people in on the service as well with new content.
And like original content.
And original content, yeah. So
quote unquote original content.
Yeah.
But and that's I think putting it on their service breaks it from any sort of continuity. And so like while it may take place in the Fox, Marvel, or you know, X-Men universe, they can easily, you know, next year do a whole new movie with those same characters in a different cast and it'd be a part of the MCU or whatever, you know what I mean, and like you can completely ignore that movie now, like it in that regard, like, well, what about the New Mutants movie? That was just a little one-off.
Yeah, and that's where they can put their one-off stories as well, is right there on the Disney Plus, which I'm all for. Mm-hmm. You know, here's some bad news if you still have TV and you have DirecTV satellite, which I don't know who still does, but if you do,
people out in the, I would say people in more rural areas, my dad does,
dude, there's so many people in the city who still have it, like it's stupid.
Time cutting cord.
They're raising their prices when I mean way to make your fucking TV service die even more.
Like, yeah, I'm looking at this, and it says like 40 channels.
They're losing 40 channels.
Well, okay, so 40 plus channels for the $50 a month. HBO is included, so that's okay. There's, you know, $15 there. So even still, like, that's 35, I guess. But 50 a month for just 40 channels? I'm looking up Sling TV right now.
But you don't get...
Yeah, I was going to say, your Sling was probably better.
Yeah, and but you don't get... They've also announced that they're getting rid of a whole bunch of channels as well off of the service, which is really strange. So they're missing over a dozen channels like AMC, BET, Comedy Central, Discovery, History, MTV, Nickelodeon, TLC, VH1, and more.
Are going away?
Uh-huh.
What's so I'm looking
that at, is
I'm looking,
the worst decision you can yeah, make.
I'm looking at Sling TV. Their most expensive plan right now is $25. It's orange and blue. It's 50. I'm looking at 54 channels just with that. And that, you know, you can add on additional, like, they had a thing, and I don't know if it's still a deal, but they had where, like, you spend like $5 to get like a, you know, like a sports package or whatever, and then adds like five more channels. But you could do, you like buy one, got two extra packages for free. So you essentially got 15 additional channels for $5, and you could do like a sports package, a kids package or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But so, yeah. So, but what do they have? Oh, that's Comedy Central, History Channel, TLC. Like, they have all those channels.
They have all the ones that DirecTV uh-huh. got rid of.
But, you know, I'm looking at Disney Channel, yeah, BET, True TV, Sci-Fi, Nick Jr. Yeah, I have Sling TV. I love Sling TV. We use it for, my wife watches TLC because she loves the show of 600 Pound Life and Finding Sister Wives. I don't know why, but she does. And then I love it for Food Network.
You don't need the box anymore, right? You just need the app.
Yeah, I never had a box. It was always on the
Sling TV. Used to be this giant box that you had to buy and put in your house.
Yeah, I've never had it. I've had it since 2012.
Yeah.
I've never, 2014. I've never had a box.
Yeah,
it's always been through the Roku.
Yeah, it was never. It wasn't like that back in the day when I heard about it.
Yeah, but we got Epix driving. And here's the thing: like, I don't know. I when I signed up for it years ago, I signed up for the like a beta package. So like we would get like channels that would just like you got these channels, but then like some stuff would just show up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're like, oh, we're testing out this channel, and so we have so many fucking channels, and then they always have like HBO free weekends. So suddenly, like you get online or whatever, and like, oh, I now have four different HBO channels, or four Showtime channels, or you know, an additional four Epix channels. Like, because Epix, they have the drive-in one, but then they also have like the indie one and all this stuff. So I fucking love it. And for $25, you're half the price. It's internet based. Like, so you're paying your internet bill. So you're, you know, again, we pay like 60 for our internet or whatever. It's you know, $85 total, which I promise you is cheaper than going with $50 plan through them.
Yeah,
I wish. Say, hey, Sling TV, sponsor me, because I'll sell your shit.
We know you're listening, Sling.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm sorry, I just got distracted because like oh, never mind. I thought somebody tweeted you, Kev, from the Kansas City Royals.
What?
It was a different Kev. Kev, hit that new drop for, we got some movie pass news.
It's the movie pass news. We're only gonna last another week. It's the movie pass news. Wait, it's 2019. The movie pass news.
Perfect. So, MoviePass, the day-to-day leading executive, has resigned after only a few months of being in his job.
God damn it!
So yeah, I mean, what do you give it? Let's hear the timeline. How long do they last? You gave it 1 week, Kev, right?
Oh yeah.
All right, one more week. I give it 6 months. Before it's dead.
Oh, that's being very generous.
I know. I'm taking the over. Doug?
The way over.
Did you say 6 months and you said 1 week?
Yeah.
I'll go 3 months. I'll go right in the middle.
All right, 3 months.
Oh, if we're... You are the asshole who bids $1 over and everybody on
Well, he went mid.
That's how you win.
Yeah, and also he did not say 1.5 weeks. He said 3 months. So if it lands in the middle, he's a winner. So, Kev, if you lose, you have to buy us a video game. If we lose, then it's just you have to buy us a video game. So.
I think I'm getting the raw end of this deal.
Well, I mean, because you're the winner. So,
because I'm the winner.
Let's get into some gaming news before we get out of here today. Halo, the Master Chief, is coming to the PC.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So awesome. 343 went out, made the announcement. They even made a skin. Because did you guys hear this? When they announced this, somebody on their Twitter was like, send us a pizza or something. They got so many pizzas around the office, the 343 studio. It was nuts. They were like, at one point they tweeted and they were like, all right, guys, please stop. We don't have a receptionist right now. It's nighttime and we have all this pizza. They had pictures of just pizza all over the place. And so it was a lot of fun. They loved it so much that they went and made a skin and gave it away for free for Halo 5 on the Xbox One.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you can
is
get
it a pizza skin?
Yeah, it's a pizza skin.
Like the guns is covered in pizza.
Yeah, the gun is covered in pepperoni pizza.
Yep.
So it's pretty cool. They are releasing it one game at a time in order to perfect it. They did send out a tweet probably today, I think it was. I saw it over on Reddit. And they said in a statement, they will be released when they're ready, and they want to make sure they're good. They want to make sure that they are going to be up to the standard of what PC players would expect. Mm-hmm. So,
well, okay, so they've already done. You know, they did the Master Chief Collection a couple years ago, mm-hmm. right? Was that for the Xbox One?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you're halfway. You're halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
You've already got the game. I guess you could maybe polish it up a little bit for like today's, I guess, computer standards. But at the same time, like I think people have got to realize like it's a remastered game from a game that came out like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But I think that they had some real issues when they released it on the Xbox One. Like they had networking issues for like the first fucking year or some shit. Like it was ridiculous. Now it runs smooth and great, but they want to make sure that they don't have those kind of issues. Also, I wouldn't mind a little texture upgrade for the 4K monitors, you know?
And they've been doing that for, I'm sure it's going to be even better on PC, but Xbox One X, they were doing like an Xbox One X enhanced version for the longest time. It's been a project of theirs and they're still working on it. So it's, I could see this is probably why they held off so long, is because they're going to do this as well. The only downside is if you didn't hear, they did announce that as part of the Play Anywhere campaign, this will not be a part of it. So if you already have it on Xbox, you'll have to rebuy it for PC.
That's fine. It's only going to cost you $30.
Where did you see the $30 price point, by the way? I didn't see
that. They announced that. They put that out everywhere. That's where I got it from.
I didn't see it anywhere.
Well, you weren't looking in the right places. Get off of GameStop or GameSpot.
I've not been to GameSpot since like 2006.
Well, I see you there, forum user.
Since I had like a fucking 56K modem.
XX Kevin WKXX.
Not me.
I mean, it's $30 right now for Xbox, so I can't imagine them going much higher than that. I mean, I know they are adding two more games.
You know what'd be messed up is if they do sell it. They announced $30, but it's for each game. One game at a time.
That would suck.
That's some Square Enix shit right there.
Microsoft will let PC players test Halo ahead of release. Excuse me? This is from The Verge 2 hours ago.
Oh.
Just going to take a look at this.
Let's take a look.
As a Halo insider. So you have to become a Halo insider. Okay. What's that? But when?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it right now. I'll shut this shit down and we'll do it.
Bye, guys. See you later.
Let's see. Halo Reach is being added. And then isn't
That wasn't on the Master Chief Collection originally.
Yeah, and Halo 3 ODST.
Was that? I don't know if that was on there or not.
No, I think those two are being added. But I think because I heard that like 5 is like the one that's not being. But yeah, I don't see anything about a $30 price point. I don't see that. I see it for the original Xbox, but I don't see it. Let's look on Steam. Let me just open this real quick.
I think that just says coming soon.
It does.
I'm looking.
Shit.
I'm looking right now for it. And maybe it's maybe it won't be 30. Maybe we'll see it at 60. Who knows? But
hopefully not. Hopefully not 60. I mean, again, I know they're adding like 2 games, but these are older games, and even if they are getting like revamped, like a $40 price point. Because if you can get like, what is it, Uncharted, the Uncharted collection for, you know, well, it's like $20 now, but yeah, when it first came out, it was like $30 or $40. Like that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, and they remastered both of the first two. Mm-hmm. First three, really.
Yeah.
So ODST is on the Xbox version, by the way. Ryan chimed in.
Okay. Well, fuck off, Ryan.
I mean, you could just have been like, "Hey, thanks for the heads up." But
I know I thought about it.
Doug's been testy today.
And then I just figured, what's on brand? You know,
what's on brand?
Well, what's on brand?
Let's see. Owning a Call of Duty esports franchise, no one ever said they wanted to do, could cost up to $25 million. And remember last year when we were complaining that the fucking Overwatch teams were going to be expensive? Mm-hmm. Now you're like, Call of Duty, 25 mil for a team. Yay.
Good on you, Call of Duty. Yeah.
The first batch of owners are going to get a discount of $20 million per team. So the company...
Oh, early adopters.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not interested in watching a Call of Duty tournament. I don't know.
Yeah, I would. I would be more interested in Overwatch or something else. Just not.
You know what? I really got.
Not even Overwatch anymore, man.
Nah. Damn. Nah. I went to do it. Hey, we've got some news about that as well, the league coming up here. But I recently sat down and watched someone play the Mortal Kombat, and I go, now this I can get into for like an esports thing because it's one-on-one. There's a definitive, like, I don't know. I felt like that was more competitive. It was more raw. I really liked it. And I was watching. I watched about maybe 30 minutes on my break. I had a blast with it.
Nice.
So Mortal Kombat 11, I watched that. Someone played a little bit. So,
can't wait. Oh, I can't wait. I love Mortal Kombat. Me and you, Jer, we're going to go at it.
Man, like we already do or differently? Mm. Oh, you talking video games?
Why not the both?
Hey, I put my pants on one leg at a time. So Steam is overhauling their...
God, yeah, I was waiting for it.
User reviews. So now, just like in Rotten Tomato, you cannot go and bomb the game because you don't like an update or you don't like a level or you don't like something that they did.
I get that, but I have to say, like, I hope they don't get rid of the, like, being able to bomb on an update maybe sort of thing. I don't know, because I like looking at a game and seeing what the most current reviews are based mm-hmm. on, like, an update or something. Because for games, let's say, like, Ark or something, one of those games that... there's constantly patches going out because things are being updated or changed or whatever. It's nice to know, like, yo, don't get this. Mm-hmm. Wait on it. Like, it's a good game, but wait, because this patch is broken.
It is saying unplayable. It is saying that they're going to determine things if they're off topic.
Yeah.
So it,
yeah,
I don't know what, you know, what qualifies that with off topic.
What makes me wonder too is if maybe, because I know they have like a rating system too. Like, isn't if you like review a bunch of games, you get some kind of like prestige. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll only trust review, or maybe they'll only have like trusted reviews for that. Mm-hmm. You know, like you'd have to do a certain number of reviews before you're able to not be supervised anymore. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, this is cool. They gave an example, and they're saying it's not a filter for one-on-one reviews. The team decides if a game is being review bombed. And then declares all reviews within that period of time to be off topic. That means good and bad reviews, and some that might just have been bad luck of writing or phrasing during that time of the flood would be deleted.
So, makes sense.
Yeah. But there's humans deciding, so okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's not just like an algorithm thing. It's there's actually people involved deciding, which I can understand that exactly. I mean, I feel like if there's a game that does put out an update and it breaks the game, like hopefully that they're not like, well, it's being bombed. You know, it's just an update, but maybe they'll be like, okay, like this is fair in comparison. Like people are just being assholes today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or if somebody posts something on Twitter and they just like, fuck this person, and then go run off and just review bomb the game, then delete those. It could take some help, but and some time to figure it out. But I think that's a fair way to do it if the humans are involved.
I also just wish that Steam would just, like, you know, upgrade their UI and stuff and just fix their
shit. They said it's coming.
It's coming this year.
That's what they've been saying that since fucking, like, 2011.
1989.
Well, Epic wasn't around to knock them on their ass.
That's true. All right, so we were talking a little bit about...
But they got Halo. Like, that's huge.
Yeah, that is huge. That's big.
That's huge.
Yeah. Overwatch, you know, the League... We were all excited about it last year. It's in season two. No one's really talked about it. But next year, they're coming home. They're going to actually have home games and away games. So if you've got an Overwatch League team, you can watch them in your city.
Yeah.
Where? Damn it. So, I was like, my company has an Overwatch team, but they're in Atlanta.
I'm sorry. I got that wrong. Only three teams. Me. Dallas, Atlanta, and LA are going to be the home stand events. Well, cool. All right. Well there goes.
Well,
that.
Still, I mean, it's in Atlanta.
It's so still something.
Yeah.
It's better than all of them being in LA, and then you're rooting for your home team, and you're like, cool. Never seen you play.
Where are they going to play in Dallas? Do we have a?
We have an esports arena in Dallas. They just got done building it.
Okay. Where's it at? Is it by is it by the new ballpark?
It's in Arlington.
So it probably is by the new ballpark.
Yeah. It is. So it's the esports stadium in Arlington. It's the largest dedicated esports facility in North America. If you're interested, it's right there in the chat.
Yeah, well, I'm not looking at the chat.
They even have a gaming center. You can reserve times. There's a strike league. Do so many things.
It really is right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
We should stop by and see it sometime. Maybe when Kev comes down on the way to Dallas, we can stop in and say hi.
So where's the new? Cool. I'm looking at this map. I'm looking at the map. So there's AT&T Stadium, right? There's Jerry World.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's Globe Life Park in Arlington, or the Rangers in Arlington. Where the fuck is the new stadium at?
It's right next to the old stadium. Right across the street from it.
So what would currently be considered... Because none of this is updated, right? So
what would be considered the old stadium is right next to it. They're building... It almost doesn't look like a stadium, Doug, because they're connected to it.
Yeah,
it's
a
whole area with shopping center and all that kind of stuff.
Well, what I'm looking at, so I'm looking again this map, you know, Google map, and so it's just there's like a big area. It says parking lot A. Where'd Kev go?
He went home.
The fuck just happened to Kev?
He died. I don't know what happened.
Did he just turn his camera off?
His mic's off.
Hey, Discord just decided to update on me.
Oh,
it just turned off by itself. I'm sitting here, and then everything goes blank, and I'm like, oh, god damn it. Thanks, Discord.
Yeah. So this is on the other side of the Mark Holtz Lake, the esports tape. So it's literally just right down the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Ballpark Way. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So they
it's
opened.
Been a while since I've been out there.
They opened a little while ago. We should definitely go.
I'd like to check it out. That sounds cool.
We did the museum. The museum was a ton of fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like we can make a stop.
We can fit it in.
That's kind of on the way towards the airport. Yeah, it's not too far from the airport.
Yeah,
we could go from Dallas Comic Con. We could go hit up the esports stadium one day, and then go down to like Saturday or whatever, and then go to Frightmare.
We'll work it out.
We'll figure it out.
Let's see. Sony is definitely not trying to buy Rockstar. They issued a statement this week, letting everyone know to calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Good.
So, That's a good thing.
That's what I said. I got heated in that conversation.
Yeah, kind of like unjustly so.
Yeah, you did. You got real mad.
Because I just don't want it to happen. I don't want Rockstar. I mean, it would be a stupid decision. It would just leave money on the table for Sony. Even if, you know, if Sony ended up buying.
I cannot imagine them making those games exclusive. Yeah. They would get perks for being on the PlayStation stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Way.
Like, yeah.
There's no way. And yeah, because they, yeah, like you said, they'd be leaving money on the table. It's, there's no way. There's no way they would be like, well, GTA 6 is PlayStation 5 only. It'd be bullshit.
Yeah.
There's no way they would do that. So, but yeah, you were getting all pissy about it and like all up in arms. It was like, Kev, that's never going to happen.
It was like they already announced that they were doing that and Kev was just flying off the handle.
I think I was just having a bad day at work too. So I was just going back and forth.
And your dad was really riding your ass.
Kevin!
God damn it.
Calm down! Make this dog stop humping me.
He just peed on me. Google is going to be hosting a major gaming announcement over there at GDC 2019. They're also going to have id Software and Ubisoft on stage with them. I mean, this is just a streaming gaming app, right? Like, that's what they're going to announce.
That's what I'm assuming.
What the hell else would they be doing?
Get our store, the Google Gaming Store. It's Google like gaming. It's like Steam, but with Google.
Just follow us to gg.com for Google Gaming.
Not to be confused with GOG.
Right, we left out the O, but it's just GG.
Yeah,
GG.
It's called Google Good Gaming.
GGG.
GGG.
Dot G.
Welcome to GDC for GGG.
Yep. Cool.
Yeah. I mean,
that makes me wonder what Apple's going to do at GDC. They normally have one of their things there, so it makes me curious what they're going to. I mean,
they're not touching gaming. The big thing for them, from what I hear, is they're going to announce their streaming service.
Yeah.
So.
Boo.
Yeah. The biggest problem with that is they're making it like you thought Disney was PG. Apple's going G. Like, they're trying to make as much family-friendly content as possible. And good luck. Once again, Apple late to the game. Like they're years fucking behind now of doing shit. Used to be cutting edge. What else we got? We got one more thing before we leave? Two more things. And they're all Microsoft.
Yes.
Microsoft is announced their wireless display app to stream PC games to your Xbox. So now you can Cyberhawk, Apple making movies? Yes, they are. They're making TV shows and movies. Now you can stream your PC stuff to your Xbox, your Xbox to your PC, your Apple device to your Xbox to your dashboard confessional. So that's more hair.
Your connections are everywhere.
Your hair. Your Xbox hair. It's scream and play me. Pick up the controller, dear.
Nice.
Xbox Live is expanding to mobile. Now you can get it on your iOS device and your Android device soon. So nothing big news there, but they're trying to get everywhere, man. It's fucking crazy. There so far, Xbox. I guess Nintendo announced that Xbox Live is not coming to the Switch anymore,
or anytime soon.
Anytime soon. Yeah, that was their.
Because it's Nintendo. Nothing ever comes soon from them. Well, because they QA the shit out of it, so good on them. I mean, like I said, that was like the company that doesn't release broken games on day one.
And then also, so they're coming out for iOS, they're coming out for Android. Xbox Live, man, Xbox gaming is trying to take over, be everywhere. I'm rooting for them.
In a way.
I hope they do well. So, and that's it. That's it for the show.
That was a good show.
That's all we got. We did it. We made it to the end. Now everybody can enjoy. Oh, God. Look at the bits. It's real low.
It's a real crazy war out there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We're not going to. You know what? Let's drag this out. People are always waiting until they're like, oh, I'm going to win because they're going to play the music. You're never going to know when it's going to happen.
We're just never going to play the music.
Oh, my gosh. So I just opened up Twitter just to see what's going on. And there's a headline, Hell is Real and Detective Pikachu.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
That puts the fear of God in your eyes.
That is dark. Oh, shit. Random person with 200 bits.
Oh.
Oh, look at he snuck in.
Nothing on the Division 2. None of us have played the Division 2.
Yeah. We're not.
Jared to beta, but none of us have picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Everyone's on an Assassin's Creed Odyssey kick, apparently.
I've been playing Red Dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've been seeing you get back into that. Yeah.
So. I'm going to finish it. I've made it to Saint Denis. So I'm in chapter 5 now, I think.
Nice.
Hey, you've made it to the longest chapter in the game.
No, the one before that was apparently the longest chapter in the game.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Cyberhawk just came with 300 bits.
Whoa.
Man, we should shame people more often.
Yeah.
What was the
ran him back in with another 200. He's back in the lead.
He's back in the lead. So like you're revisiting Red Dead, I'm revisiting God of War. I'm starting to play that some more. Just about to leave the first mountain or whatever. It's pretty damn good, man. How is this game so fucking gorgeous and like under like nobody no like I feel like it's like that's one of the most gorgeous games I've ever played.
What game?
God of War.
God of War.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely beautiful.
I'm finally revisiting that, and man, it's such a beautiful game.
You know what sucks is that games. That's the one area that's lacking when it comes to gaming, is it doesn't have the same kind of connection as like film, because you go back and watch a film multiple times in your lifetime, right? You can watch it like 200 times, 300, re-experience it all the time. Most people do not go and revisit the games that they play. You know, it could be the most incredible gaming experience, like God of War. I probably will never replay that game. The only games that I can remember replaying in the modern era.
I probably would play that one again right before the next one comes out. That's fair.
Right. But most of the time, you're not going to go back and play them. Like, I think the only game that I've in modern era time that I've gone back and replayed and beaten again is the Mass Effect series. They left such a mark on me. But with film, I mean, I go back and rewatch my favorites all the time. So it kind of stinks.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, Cyberhawk came in with another set. It's like 7 bits. And then we just got a $10 donation from Psyjoker.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Psyjoker. Good to see you back, buddy. Thanks.
Right. Welcome back.
And then someone says they left us a voicemail. And then Cyberhawk just came in with another 401 bits.
Shit.
Putting him in the lead. Fuck.
Ed wants to know, how about the latest Doom Patrol?
So good.
Oh, man. It is one of the best shows on TV. If you're not watching Doom Patrol, you're doing something wrong in your life.
Yeah. Well, it's not on TV, but yeah, one of the best on
Just out streaming.
There, just available. Yeah. It's great.
It's fantastic writing. I mean, I'm so surprised by the CGI, too. Like, even in the latest episode, I was like, holy fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, they're spending some money on this.
Got a good budget, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get out of here. Let's finally.
Yeah, I was going to say this turned into a QA.
Yeah, we'll do the Q&A here in a second. So just stick around. We'll be
for our Patreon people for if you're listening.
Also, random, you gonna let them do that to you?
Yeah, you got a couple of seconds. Here goes the outro.